This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali, and we begin this morning with another mass shooting, this time in Fresno last night. Four people are dead and six are wounded. The California Report's Alex Hall has more.
911 calls started coming in just before 8 p.m. after at least one gunman snuck into the backyard of a southeast Fresno home and began firing. Around 35 people were there for a family party. Three people died at the scene, one at the hospital. Six others were wounded. Deputy Police Chief Michael Reed said all of the victims were Asian males between the ages of 25 and 35.
We're going to do everything we can to find out who the perpetrators are and bring them to justice.
Calvin Gaddison, a neighbor down the street, brought tissue to grieving family members who were unable to get to the house, which was blocked off by caution tape. Gaddison said it's the latest in a string of recent shootings in an otherwise quiet neighborhood.
This is the third shooting since September. Honestly, it's gangs, just gang violence.
Police have not confirmed what might have motivated the shooting. Gaddison's partner, Gabrielle Ford, said she's worried about her kids' safety. The family recently moved to the neighborhood. Now they're considering leaving.
My heart is like beating so fast, honestly. This is scary. Because I have kids, you know? And this wasn't the plan.
Police say they're canvassing the neighborhood and taking statements from witnesses. For the California Report, I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.
This weekend, thousands of California Democrats crowded into Long Beach for the state party's convention. They welcomed several presidential candidates. All showed up except for two of the biggest names, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren. I was there, too. Here's a bit of what it was like.
So I'm walking up the convention steps right now. To my right, Bernie Sanders supporters who just wrapped up a synchronized dance routine. There's a woman here handing out, what are you handing out?
Stickers.
For?
Pete Buttigieg
in 2020. And then over here, Andrew Yang supporters. There's dozens of them.
The Yang Gang's UBI chant stands for Universal Basic Income, part of the Tech Entrepreneurs Platform. Inside the convention center, I met Delegate Carol Kim from San Diego. She's one of many Democrats looking forward to our state's first early primary in a presidential election. It's coming sooner than you think. Mail-in voting starts on the same day in February as the Iowa caucuses. Voters can vote in person on March 3rd. I asked Carol Kim for her take on the state of the Democratic Party in now very blue California.
I think it's actually moving delightfully in a left direction. Before, I think we were much more centrist and moderate in a lot of ways, and I think we're all sort of being emboldened and empowered to embrace and embody our progressive values.
You used the phrase delightfully leftist.
Yes.
That probably would not have been a welcome phrase a couple of years
That's
ago.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. And I think the fact that I would actually say that is is indicative of where we are. You know, it's not a bad word any longer.
So you have a pretty strong foothold right now in the state. Does that mean that the Democratic Party in California can look elsewhere and maybe try to help Democrats in other states? Like, what's the strategy from what you can tell?
When it comes to presidential campaigns, California has always been an export state. So what that means is when there's a presidential campaign happening, we actually spend a lot of our energy and resources phone banking out to swing states, sending our volunteers and canvassers out to other states where those critical votes are taking place. But right now there's a lot of energy because our primary is in March, which is
new.
Yeah,
we may matter this year.
Yes, we may matter this year. I mean, we mattered a little bit last year as well because of the whole Hillary-Bernie thing.
That was in 2016.
In 2016. This time, because we're in March, it's so soon and early that, you know, we're on the map.
Now, are you seeing that actually have a meaningful impact? Because journalists like me love the phrase, the presidential ATM. They come here, they fundraise, and then they leave. Has that changed?
It has changed. So San Diego, for instance, has seen almost every single one of our candidates, or quite a few of them, the big names especially, Bernie, Elizabeth Warren. I mean, a bunch of folks are coming now and actually campaigning.
That was Carol Kim, delegate for the California Democratic Party, making a surprise appearance to a warm reception at that convention. Katie Hill, who abruptly stepped down from Congress this month. On Friday, Governor Newsom announced that the special election to replace her will also take place on March 3rd. Again, that's the same day voters head to the polls for the presidential primary. And as KCRW's Catherine Barnes reports, that could mean a big turnout in a competitive district.
Santa Clarita lawmaker Katie Hill resigned last month amid an accusation she'd had an affair with a congressional aide, which she denied, and a campaign aide, which she admitted to. In 2018, the political newcomer flipped the district by beating out Republican Steve Knight, part of the Blue Wave. The district covers Simi Valley, Santa Clarita, Palmdale, and part of Lancaster, and has become one of the most fiercely competitive in the state. Knight is running to take back his seat, along with at least three other Republicans. At least two candidates are running on the Democratic side as well, including Assemblywoman Christy Smith and the Young Turks news host Cenk Uygur. In a confusing twist, voters will be able to select the same House candidate twice on the same ballot, once to replace Hill for the rest of 2020, and a second time for the two-year term that starts in 2021. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Barnes.
We're going to turn now to our ongoing coverage of our state's devastating wildfires. Those fires have made it harder than ever for Californians living in fire-prone regions to get insurance for their homes. Thousands of Californians are trying to cling to their old policies by taking expensive measures at the request of their insurers, including, for example, spending out of pocket to fireproof their properties. But what are they getting in return? KQED's Mary Franklin Harvin went to Nevada County near Lake Tahoe to find out.
Emma Titus is 90 years old. She's standing in her kitchen in sweatpants and a white sweatshirt. She's lived in this house for going on 40 years. In September, she got this letter from her insurer, the Hartford Company, saying she wouldn't be renewed this year.
The reason for non-renewal is that you increased the hazard of the risk at the property location at 2.
Her home is in the Sierra Foothills community of Grass Valley, which CAL FIRE lists as a very high fire hazard severity zone.
By failing to take the requested fire prevention measures,
before her insurance company sent that letter, it dispatched an inspector who asked Titus and her daughter to do more to fireproof their property. But between the dried brush, an old grapevine, and fruit trees, there wasn't enough time to meet the three-week deadline. Then the non-renewal notice came.
At my age, it's very frustrating. Here I'm fighting for my homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance I've been with for 35 years, never missed a payment, never... I had a claim, and all of a sudden, they can't insure me.
Titus says she's already spent $3,000 clearing brush on her property this year. She mailed the Hartford photos and bank statements documenting her costs. If she did the clearing the Hartford asked for, she feels she's earned reconsideration. But she thinks insurance companies don't really care if her land is clear. They just want to get out of California.
California's been declared a fire hazard state, and that's the reason.
Insurance companies assign risk scores to decide whether to renew policies. They're based on things like fire fuel, topography, and access to water. Grass Valley, and much of Nevada County, is heavily wooded with homes perched at the end of windy, narrow roads, often far from fire departments and water sources. Here's Nevada County District Supervisor Ed Schofield.
I know of property owners that have done major mitigations to even having their own fire systems on the ground, but are simply denied.
Schofield says he hears from constituents who feel like they're being strung along by insurers that have no intention of renewing them. He says it's frustrating, but the fact is, there's no state mandate requiring insurers to reward homeowners for mitigation efforts. Michael Soller from California's Department of Insurance says there should be.
You may participate in a FireWise program. You may do your own home mitigation. You may spend a lot of money as a community or as a homeowner. And at the end of the day, there's no guarantee that you will get insurance or that you'll be able to keep the insurance that you have and be renewed.
Soller says the department wants more transparency from insurance companies. Meanwhile, Emma Titus is still looking for insurance coverage she can afford. Her policy expired last week. For the California Report, I'm Mary Franklin Harvin in Grass Valley.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. Strauss Family Creamery, producing 100% organic milk in reusable glass bottles for more than 25 years, keeping 500,000 pounds of milk containers out of landfills every year. StraussFamilyCreamery.com. And Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden by saving energy through simple acts like unplugging unused devices. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org.
And that's the California Report. If your station isn't carrying us at this time tomorrow because of NPR's coverage of the impeachment hearings, make sure to check out our podcast. I'm Lily Jamali. Thanks for listening.